Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Another opportunity for the ladies to take advantage of me and my good nature. That is what you found here in this hour of the DJV program. Friday, February the 4th. Not really a full week, but full. Well, the week's been full of all kinds of things, and we'll talk about a lot of them as usual here. In the event department, the issues of the day, people that folks are talking about as we get into the punch, the end of the week, the Friday fun times that so many people look forward to. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Jennifer Horn is here with me. Victoria Keelan. Jay's been off this week. And we now start with this the hoopla about the ISIS leader who blew himself up. It isn't that he wanted to blow himself up, apparently, but was he thinking, well, who knows what he was thinking? He's dead, so you can't ask him any questions. But apparently the administration came up with a plan to get rid of, let's see if I can pronounce this, Abu, yeah. So should I even bother? Who cares what his name is?
I tried. I did it a few times on the air.
Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi. What was al-Khwarizmi? Okay, go ahead. What's weird? What is weird? It's weird that he blew himself up.
No, it's not. They all do.
Yeah.
That's not unusual when you have these types of people who are terrorists and thinking that they're operating, you know, for glory and for martyrdom. It's actually not unusual when they're faced with adversity for them to blow themselves up. What's just terrible is that they decide to take their whole families with them, but they don't care because they have a different motivation. So then they just blow everything up. And I think Biden made a good point when he was talking about how he said, you know, we tried to go in, we send it, instead of just blowing them up with a bomb, which would be really easy, just dropping air support down, we went in because we wanted to avoid human casualties, wanted to take him out, no one else. And so we did that with our special forces team, and then they blow everybody up anyway. So that's kind of how it works with these extremists. But what was really weird, and I don't know if you guys caught this, we were listening, I was live on the air on my LA show, and when we started the program, we started with the breaking news, and I struggled through trying to say his name. Biden called him something else in his speech.
Al, Big Al.
No, like it was just two words, like, and I can't even remember what he said.
Mazursky.
But it was way different than what I had tried to struggle through, and so we're trying to figure it out. I don't know if that was like his nickname or what. I don't know how he got away with only with
just
him saying
Al.
Something a lot easier than I'm struggling through an 8-word name, basically. Crazy.
Yeah, he got a long, long name. But
these
but
business cards for ISIS, they're like an 8x10 instead of
postcard. So what motivated this at this time? Just that he was in a place that we knew how to find him? And is, you know, this is like cutting off the head of the snake, but then there's another, the snake head grows back again. There's somebody next door who wants to be the leader of ISIS, so on and on it goes. I can't tell. How many times did we kill the leader of ISIS? Many.
Well, that was a big thing. Right? This was the predecessor to al-Baghdadi, and that was the one that was taken out during Trump's presidency, and that was huge because that guy had been all over the place. This guy, ISIS, was really taken out and kind of leveled under Trump, but they build back every single time. And so this has been kind of that new leader. And so if you have intelligence that you know how to get him, of course you should. Why, you know, why not?
Well, see you later, alligator, to him anyway. Thought it was interesting that Jeff Bezos, you pronounce it Bezos or Bezos, ladies?
It's Bezos.
Bezos.
No, it is Bezos.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, it's not like up for debate.
Well, you know, I really don't care because most of the time people know who I'm talking about anyway. I'm not really worried about offending him.
I know, but like getting someone's name right is pretty basic.
Yeah, okay. Victoria Keelan.
You would not like it if we called you Doug Steffen.
I get called...
or Stephen.
Stephen Dudley all the time.
Right. And it's not fun.
I straighten people out. So I'll get a call from Bezos, and he'll tell me it's Bezos, and we'll call the whole thing off. At any rate, he's going to, there's a city that in Holland that where he has had a boat built for himself. And apparently the boat is so big, it's a Rotterdam, what'd I say? I don't know, whatever. Anyway,
wait, hold on. How big is it?
It's big. It's so big. It's so big, Jennifer, that they have to dismantle a bridge to get the yacht out of port. So one would wonder why he didn't have it built. So I guess you could wonder a whole bunch of things. Anyway, they're taking down a bridge so he can get his yacht out. Apparently it's they call it a super yacht, whatever that means. Okay, congratulations, Jeff. What's his name?
Yeah.
Bezos. Okay. The Native American tribes that have reached settlements over the toll of those opioids, $590 million with Johnson & Johnson, and also the three largest drug distribution companies. So this is an interesting backgrounder. Did we talk about this before when it was sort of going on, now that they've got a settlement? I'm trying to remember. There have been so many of these opioid trials, and so one would wonder if this is something that's bigger than what happened before. There are a lot of other firms that are involved in this, because Johnson & Johnson is not the only one that makes opioids, right?
Right. Maybe what you're thinking of is the makers of OxyContin, that Sackler
maybe.
Family.
Yeah, okay.
They've been in and out of the news. And the judge, the most recent thing on them is that they are not, essentially the judge ruled that they're not allowed to hide behind bankruptcy, because the whole family, they were just taking money in massive quantities out of the company all during the pandemic. And because they knew that they were going to get hit with this massive settlement, so the company or the family who runs it made sure that they were all okay, and then they all tried to declare bankruptcy, and so the judge was like, "No, you can't do that. Not when you've got a settlement of this size."
You know what this calls attention to, in my thinking, when you look at all these drug companies and all these prescriptions, the collusion that is, I think, a part of this with doctors, whether they used to get paid a hefty fee, or they would get paid off with something as payola, just like it exists in other businesses back in the days in the 60s when payola ran radio right out of business almost. The idea that these companies would be able to get away with this and still have enough money to exist shows you how much money they are making and the influence that they have. Maybe you don't have to go any further than the nightly television, or it isn't even nightly. You watch any kind of television anywhere that is advertising driven, and at least one spot in every spot set is and I say this over and over again because, you know, it's startling. It's becoming more startling. Yeah. So what does that mean we're doing to ourselves? You know, I was talking to somebody who was a lecturer yesterday, and there was actually, it came about as a result of some interview that I saw on Bloomberg over in Beijing with a woman who is on there being grilled as to the Chinese, you know, influence in the world. This woman is a professor at a California college. She's a native Chinese person, and she spent all of her time. That's what made me stop on it, because I was watching, and I thought she was somebody from the Chinese government. But she wasn't. She's an American who teaches Asian studies, and I want to say it's some university in San Francisco, but I can't remember her credentials. But at any rate, she talked so glowingly about what a fabulous place China is, what a fabulous thing it is for them to be having the Olympics in Beijing. They were the only ones, according to her, who had what it took to be able to put this all together. The glory of China, basically, is what she was talking about. It made me sick to my stomach to think that this kind of stuff is being taught in American universities. And then there was another fellow there that was, I think he was a Bloomberg reporter, but he was talking about how the Uyghur population, you know, so the guy who was doing the interview went right to this Asian professor and said, well, so tell us about the Uyghur thing. Yeah. Oh, no, that's just a training camp. And who's swallowing this garbage? That's kind of what I want to know.
They are, clearly.
Yeah, well, but the other side of it is that, you know, she's talking about what a paradise it is in China and how wonderful it is to be, you know, from Chinese ancestry. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so what are you doing here? She's here to indoctrinate people, like they've planted folks all over the place, pretty much the same way the Nazis did when they were trying to get people to believe that Nazism was fabulous all over Europe. They had plants it takes my breath away to think about how orchestrated and organized this continuing plot is by the Chinese to take away what we have here, basically. And she was talking about how China is working around the world to help people everywhere. It's the most progressive society.
Oh,
look at
my
what
God.
They're doing in New Zealand.
Jesus.
Look at what, yeah. I wish I could remember her name. You could look her up.
This is exactly like the argument that I got into with this account that I was following on Instagram. And, you know, it's one of those accounts that, like, you don't know who it is. It's not, like, a specific person. And when I challenged some of the stuff that they were saying about how, you know, wonderful China is and that China has only had 4,000 deaths from COVID. Hello? That was like, I was like, wait, what are you saying? And then this person literally started attacking me. And I was like, okay, this is some serious Chinese propaganda going on here. And it was under the guise of Black Lives Matter. It was an account that was, you know, that had posted a lot of pro-Black Lives Matter stuff. And I'm like, wait a minute, this is completely a Chinese propaganda account trying to lure people in from the left. It was crazy. But
I wonder if that's
the kind of stuff
is
happening everywhere.
So is that why I got canceled by the guy who's Chinese that owned that company that said I was a racist? I'm beginning to think that may have been, that played into some of it.
I don't know. I mean, you never know, but I think at the time a lot of people were sensitive about
warning. Yeah, think about when Trump would call it China virus. People went nuts, and so because you said something Trump said,
I did.
God forbid.
Right, exactly. I'm the outcast at Poker Flats, as it were. Coming up, a lot of conversation. There's an interesting bit about the mayor of New York floating around that we probably ought to talk about a little bit. A lot of things going on, as usual. Welcome to Friday at 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
I'm here at the Big Game Headquarters. Total Wine and More, stocking up for the big celebration. The perfect bourbon, local craft beer.
Forgetting something?
Oh, yeah. Cabernet, seltzers.
The day after is Valentine's Day.
Whoa, new game plan.
You got this. Total Wine can help you score the perfect bubbly, too.
Thank you. I would have been.
You sure would have.
Total Wine and More. Pickup and delivery available. Drink responsibly. B21.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do? If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. We're going to find out what's trending. Who are people talking about? We have several of those. Plus, what sort of a day is in store for us? We'll tackle all of that excitement right after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so Susan Sarandon, ladies, has made a comment that hasn't gone over too well, tweeting this comparison of the funeral of the New York City police officer to fascism. She's always been known as a really lunatical lefty. And I don't know whether that is...
She thinks Bernie Sanders is like a conservative. So, yeah. Like, just to give some context in case you're not aware of Susan Sarandon's politics. Yeah. But this was really outrageous. This happened in New York City. Mayor Adams was there. This was for Officer Jason Rivera. He was shot and killed, excuse me, while responding to a call, a domestic violence call in Harlem. And this guy who claims to be an independent journalist posted a picture of thousands of police officers lining Fifth Avenue outside St. Patrick's Cathedral, where this funeral was held for this 22-year-old officer. And he, this independent journalist wrote, I'm going to tell my kids this is what fascism looks like. And so Susan Sarandon retweeted that and then added, if all these cops weren't needed for crime that day, doesn't that mean they aren't needed any day? And then she wrote hashtag abolish the police. A lot of people noted, and as you can imagine, this did not go over well with most people. A lot of people noted that the majority of the officers there paying their respects were off-duty. And the other, it's just, I don't know what...
It's just gross.
What do you gain? Yeah, what do you gain from this? And the other thing that's really strange... is that she is currently filming a show, a country music show that's going to be on Fox, and it's called Monarch or something like that. And her co-star is your boy, Trace Adkins.
I know.
Who could not be more to the right. How are the two of them, and they play husband and wife, yeah. I'm interested.
I'm sure they probably hate each other on the show.
They must, right? Yeah, that's some interesting casting right there.
She's a piece of dirt. And by the way, with that, does she get thrown off of the movie because she said that? Like Whoopi Goldberg got thrown off of the TV show for 2 weeks? What is her,
or off of what's Twitter?
The consequence? Right. Yeah, right.
Well, abolish the police isn't... I mean, she's not saying anything specific about race or a certain group of people, so I don't know.
Yeah. All right, Bill Nye is going... Nye, I guess that's a... but no, it's pronounced Nye. One of my favorite British actors, because he's such a character. He's going to play David Bowie.
No, he's playing the same role that David Bowie played in a movie.
The Man Who Fell to Earth.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is a movie you would probably love.
Yeah. Yes.
It became like a cult classic.
Yeah. And he's going to star with a fellow whose name I never can pronounce, speaking about...
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah, him too.
Yeah.
All right.
Also from Love Actually.
Nice try.
He's the husband. Yeah. Yeah. Keira Knightley's husband.
All right, 28 after. This is the DJV show.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again. Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot. But saving or not, just put it down. And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More and more cities and states are jumping off the COVID-19 pandemic. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds is reporting Iowa's public health emergency proclamation will expire February 15th. Iowa says it's moving past the pandemic and will manage COVID-19 like other infectious illnesses. In a show of unity, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin have met in Beijing as Moscow's deteriorating relationship with the West has pushed the countries to a more robust relationship, including business and a new gas and oil pipeline from Russia to China. Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin via a translator on Al Jazeera.
The world has undergone unprecedented changes and a pandemic in the last century. Sino-Russian relations have withstood the test of various storms.
Deep historical traditions of friendship and mutual understanding have allowed us to take our relations to the next breakthrough level.
USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
As Washington and Moscow continue to trade verbal assessments, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby Thursday from the lectern shores up America's stance on Russian posturing.
Unusual military activities near the Ukrainian border, including in Belarus, and consulting extensively with our transatlantic allies and partners. The department continues to support diplomatic efforts to de-escalate the situation. Now, as the president has said, even as we continue to prioritize diplomacy and dialogue, we must also increase readiness. In support of its obligations to the security and defense of NATO and the security of its citizens abroad, at the direction of the President and following recommendations made by Secretary Austin, the United States has taken steps to heighten the readiness of its forces at home and abroad so that they are prepared to respond to a range of contingencies, including support to the NATO response force if it is activated. As you have heard me describe many times, our commitment to the security of NATO allies and our Article 5 commitment are ironclad. As the President has also made clear, the United States will act firmly in defense of its national interests in response to actions by Russia that harm us, our allies, our partners. As part of that commitment, the Department of Defense maintains significant combat-capable forces forward in Europe to deter aggression and enhance the alliance's ability to defend allies and defeat aggression if necessary.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have my new cell phone. It's all working great. Victoria, thank you.
Well, you hope it's like a new day. Well, it is actually a new day. It's Friday, February the 4th. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria here with Jay off until Monday. So, yeah, this is a milestone, Victoria, mm-hmm. in my the life and liberty, life and times of Doug Steffen. The phone that I had sort of went south, and then when I went into the store to have it changed over yesterday, the new phone, the guy fixed the things that were wrong with the old phone. So I said, well, why do I need a new phone? He says, oh, well, it'll happen again. It's yeah. like it was built in obsolescence. Thank you, Apple, for that wonderful invention. So today is World Cancer Day. Let's sober up a little bit here for a moment. I think we had a couple of conversations actually about various cancer items this week. But this is World Cancer Day, a day to raise awareness, obviously, about prevention. That's really what I would like to focus on, preventing it. There certainly is a lot of stuff on treatment, for sure. This was started by the Union for International Cancer Control, by the way, back in 2008. The activities of the day seek to significantly reduce illness and death caused by cancer. Much of that, there's a whole thing in my mind anyway, that's related to this in terms of spirit, mind, body, people who are under a lot of stress, people who don't eat the right things. It's an epidemic now in America. And as any good doctor will tell you, if you look back over the last century, century and a half, very few people died of cancer. Only in the modern era, the amount of deaths that have come from the disease have multiplied exponentially basically since the 50s. And I go back to a conversation that we had earlier this week that I want to bring into the countdown, as a matter of fact, the discussion of what happened after Vietnam when all the chemical products that were used to defoliate, you know, Agent Orange and things like that, that were used to kill the Vietnamese, were put into products that we use every day here in America, thanks to Monsanto. The things in Roundup, many of the same things that you, if you're a farmer, or even if you were trying to kill the weeds in your flower bed around your house, Roundup's available in every hardware store in America. You look at the shelves are full of that stuff in Home Depot and Lowe's during the springtime. And if there's anything around that creates cancer, that more than that, I don't know what it is. But it's really, it's a combination of a number of things, but that stuff certainly doesn't help. So what can you do to prevent cancer? There are a lot of things that it seems to me are available. All you have to do is Google it, do the research. If you've got cancer in your family, then you ought to be following it a bit more carefully, because it certainly seems to me that one of the problems with cancer is that it's hereditary. And my wife, one and only wife, died of it. It took her 21 years. She was a tough cookie, man. She got diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer when she was 44, and she lived to be 65. There were 21 people, I think 20, no, it was 24 people that were in a group at the same time that had the same prognosis or diagnosis. Not, well, I guess diagnosis and prognosis. And they all died within 4 or 5 years of being diagnosed, and she lived, but she lost her arm. She had cancer in her bones and in her brain, and it was a horror show. And nobody knows about it. I guess I suspected that it may have been somewhat hereditary when she didn't like me. As we were getting divorced in 1979, 1980, she blamed it on me and the stuff that was on the farm. But then she turned, you know, later on in life when she figured out it wasn't probably, but we never really figured out what it was because she didn't know her mother.
Did your daughter, Megan, get checked for the genes to make sure she,
absolutely.
Does she have it?
Through and through. No, she doesn't
have
it.
But that, so, but yeah, no, yeah, but was, there. Here's the thing, though. Like, a lot of people take solace in that. I don't have the breast cancer gene either.
Yeah.
But most cases, like 85% of cases, women don't have the gene. So
right.
it's good if you know you have it, then you can be a little more proactive. But that
She's
should
very
not
proactive.
Be. Yeah, and
right.
for Brendan too, because it cancer and prostate go together.
Yeah.
So
the difference
yeah,
is like with Tony. Tony had it all over the place, right? Her cancer
yeah.
was everywhere.
Yeah.
Same
yeah.
thing with. My well, I call her my grandmother, but she was my step grandmother, and she mm-hmm. had breast cancer that started. That happened twice, and she had liver cancer. Or she had liver cancer. Then it went to
Oof.
Brain cancer, lung cancer.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
It was really rough, and she carries the gene, or she carried the gene, and didn't know, but it didn't matter.
And by the way,
she didn't know.
Tony was big-breasted, and she'd had the test. She'd had the x-rays, what do they call it? It was a
mammogram.
Mammograms, yeah. But there were no lumps. How this started was she had a pain in her back that
yeah.
didn't go away. And so that was what was examined. And then
so it didn't start as breast cancer?
No.
Oh,
started.
Okay.
Well, it was breast cancer, but it didn't manifest, didn't show up
present.
In the mammograms. It was only when she had her back examined that they found the lump in the tissues on her spine. Horrible. The Environmental Protection Agency yesterday sent a note to the United States Postal Service. You know what they said? Don't. No. The EPA found out that the Postal Service was going to buy 80,000 new gas-powered trucks, delivery trucks. And so the Biden administration apparently not communicating too well with the folks who are running the Postal Service. So they said, because we're cutting combustion engine vehicles from federal fleets, you can't buy gas-powered trucks. So in the meantime, they have an old fleet. They keep their vehicles 10, 12, 14 years, and they maintain them fairly well. They're little cheap things. Those little trucks that you see delivering the mail all over the place, when they first got them I think some of them go back to the 1990s, they were like 10, 12, 14,000 bucks a piece. They have little four-cylinder engines in them, barely heat and light in them, but they get the mail around. So now they want to replace a lot of the fleet. And there's no way that they can, first of all, they can't build that many right now because Jeff Bezos or Bezos has ordered 80,000 similar, although bigger vans, all electric powered, to be delivered in the next 4 to 5 years. So it seems to me, I don't know whether to criticize this or to, excuse me, just give you the information and you swallow it for what it's worth. I just find it interesting that, frankly, they could take the fleet that they have. They could rehab them for probably $4,000 or $5,000 a piece, and they could get another 10 years out of them, which would seem to me to be the most practical thing to do. In business, that's what we do. In the public sector, that isn't what gets done. So, but it's interesting to see what they're doing. Here's something else that's interesting from Los Angeles. Their fabulous mayor there is going to the. Apparently, he was at the Rams championship game. All the attention is on the Super Bowl next weekend in Los Angeles. And he says that he holds his breath when people take pictures of him without a mask on.
He did not. Did he really say that?
Jennifer? Where'd Jennifer go? Did we lose Jennifer?
I think we lost
Jennifer. I was coughing. I was coughing. And I was actually in the background going, these idiots, I can't stand these people. Sorry. I forgot that I shut my
mouth. Us? You can't stand us?
Yeah, that's right. No, these idiots in California. Gosh, they made
But did the mayor
know.
Actually say that he prevents getting 100%. COVID by holding his breath?
So you've got the dumb governor who is already in trouble for going to the French Laundry while everyone else was locked down, then in trouble for going to the Mexican restaurant while everyone else was locked down, then in trouble for saying that he was suffering because his kids weren't going to school, even though they were going to school while everyone else's kids were home. And then you see him at the Super Bowl yucking it up with Magic Johnson and all of his big celebrity friends. And so Governor Newsom said, oh, well, I only had my mask off for pictures, and I was holding it in my hand. That's what Newsom says. Now, Newsom was pictured all over that game without a mask on. I don't know if you hold it in your hand and it prevents COVID or what, but maybe that's the new science. Dummy Jr., Eric Garcetti, who I don't know what India did to deserve him, because he's going there next to be the ambassador to India. These poor people have been through enough. He goes, well, he was asked about it. I only had my mask off for a moment when I was taking pictures, and I hold my breath. Are you kidding? So maybe he should hold his breath out of town. Oh, my gosh, these people. Just say, you know what? But just say I got caught.
Well, the other thing is, like, it's not just them. I mean, I had said to Jen, I was like, when Lewis and I were watching this game, no one was. And I was just like, wait a minute, maybe it's an outdoor stadium? And I couldn't figure it out. And apparently, no, everyone just bucked the whole rule.
Yeah, I think it's got some open air on the outside, but it's considered an indoor space.
Indoor, yeah.
And it has gotten people so upset because they have kids at N95 masks at LA Unified at recess instead of not just even in school. And here these people are sitting around, no masks on, so that people are wondering if they're going to show the crowd on TV this time.
All right, what's the story with this teacher who yelled at one of her students calling the mask a new Confederacy flag? Can you put that into context if you know the deal?
Well, it wasn't the mask. It was the fact that he was wearing a thin blue line mask. And so this teacher took real issue with the fact that he was wearing a thin blue line, which is in support of police, and said that the thin blue line group is the new Confederacy. There's also a school in Simi Valley that's in hot water because they isolated a kid for not wearing a mask and threatened to call Child Protective Services on his dad because the kid suffered with anxiety.
All right, there you go. Hippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo-dah. 46 past the hour on the DJV program.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
70% of the Fortune 100 choose Zoom. With phone, chat, workspaces, apps, events, and video in a single platform, Zoom powers all your communications. Large enterprises, small businesses, and individuals use the secure Zoom platform to enable new ways of working, learning, hosting events, and supporting their customers. And now you can save 15% on meetings, chat, and phones with the Zoom United bundle. Visit zoom.com/bundle. Zoom, how the world connects.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
Is this for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil for that.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Past the hour now. Let's add to your listening and dancing pleasure here with a countdown from number five to number one of the top technology stories this week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen to do the honors at number five. The FCC is shining, would you say? Yes or no? I think you like Jessica Rosenworkel. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the few things that this new FCC has done, I am not unhappy with. I think this is, I feel like when it comes to robocalls and solicitations and things like that, I feel like everybody can agree on this, right? That we get way too many. And so the newest proposal is to stop the robocallers from leaving you ringless voicemails. And that happens, like, I know this happens to me and I still have to remind myself, oh no, it's a ringless one. Because I look down at my phone and all of a sudden I have a new text message or I have a new voicemail. And the phone never rang. And so this is a new way that they're getting into people's phones without your permission. And so this new proposal is aiming to crack down on those. And this actually started in 2017. I was not a fan of the former chairman of the FCC, Ajit Pai. He just didn't seem to do anything, and robocalls during the pandemic were off the charts. I mean, set records in the billions every quarter. So I don't understand why this is not, I mean, this should be a bipartisan effort that everyone agrees we all hate robocalls. So hopefully this new plan will work.
Yep. All right, number four, Google adding something that amounts to a hotline, I think, yeah?
Yeah, so Google has, they've added to their search results for domestic violence-related topics. They now have information on how to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. And so the hotline is supported 24 hours a day. They have phone and chat services available in English and Spanish and in 200 other languages through interpreters. Intimate partner violence affects one in four women and one in seven men over the course course of their lives, and the pandemic has exacerbated all of these risk factors for domestic violence. Economic stress, depression, alcohol use, drug use has led to a huge spike in domestic violence cases.
Number three is a crypto focus. Look out below for crypto.
Oh, man, yeah. So bogus crypto investments have led to unprecedented increases in online scams last year. This is according to new data from the Federal Trade Commission. Cryptocurrency is an easy target because it's surging in popularity, but not a lot of people really understand it, and that's kind of the problem. This FTC report says that this is especially true for younger people ages 18 to 39. They were twice as likely to report losing money to a social media scam as older adults were last year. And so these things aren't carried out on social media, but a lot of them are, a lot of people are exposed to these scams on social media. Then they get to another site, and then that's where they end up giving up money, thinking they're buying Bitcoin or whatever, and they're not. And it's just a huge scam. 95,000 people last year alone reported losing $770 million in fraud schemes on social media. So everyone, please be really careful when you're dealing with crypto.
At number two, Facebook. Boo.
Yeah, Facebook had a bad week. So Facebook on Wednesday reported their first ever quarterly decline of daily users. And this was across the globe. It actually sent their stock plunging 20%. It was a massive stock drop. It wiped out $200 billion of their market value. And this is the first time that Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, essentially they were all flat. But Facebook lost a million daily users in North America. And that's where they make the most of their money. So bad week for Facebook.
Yeah. All right. Not a good week for Spotify either, given the Joe Rogan, Neil Young, and all the rest of the musicians piling on to the Neil Young side of the issue here, right?
Yeah. So Peloton's favorite news story in a while is about Spotify because it's taken all of the heat off of them. Spotify, of course, it started with Neil Young versus Joe Rogan. It's become so much more than that. This all started with a letter, actually, last December from a group of 270 doctors and scientists. They issued an open letter to Spotify asking them to better manage the misinformation about COVID on the platform. Nothing happened. And a month or two later, Neil Young comes along, pulls his music, and then the floodgates open. Paul McCartney, Willie Nelson, the Rolling Stones, Queen, Bruce Springsteen, Dave Grohl, Joni Mitchell, the rest of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, everybody has joined on to this now. And this has caused Spotify to lose about $4 billion in just 1 week. They're standing by Joe Rogan. He has a $100 million deal with them. But they say they're going to change up their practices and try to present more balance. Right. So we'll see.
Yeah, that's called face saving, I believe, or listener saving. Maybe that's a better, more appropriate term. There they are, the top five items from the world of technology this week. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.